It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Good morning, folks. This is Bill Anderson, and this is Under Your Home with DryZone. This morning, I'm being accompanied by my good friend, Brad Wozlevec. We're not going to try to spell his name because it doesn't matter anyway. But, Brad, listen, I appreciate you getting up in the morning with me. I know that you're not exactly a morning guy. So.
Yeah, it's a little understatement, but that's okay. I enjoy being here. It's always a lot of fun.
All right. So Brad, I'm going to put you on the spot this morning. Most of you folks don't know we actually don't script our show. We don't come in here with a whole lot of preconceived notions with what we talk about. It's normally about stuff that we've had happen, you know, during the week. So, Brad, I guess let's talk about something that's neat that's happening with you.
Okay.
Right? For most of you folks know, Brad's one of our designers. And what that means is he goes out, he looks at our homes, he devises an appropriate solution. So, Brad, tell us what's going on with you.
Basically, I'm being transitioned into a new role, which is kind of exciting. It's definitely something different for me. We're looking at trying to get me more into the marketing aspect of things, which is going to be a lot of fun.
So not necessarily transition, we're promoting Brad.
Yeah.
When we looked at the marketing efforts of our company, which we don't talk a whole lot about on the show, which I do kind of want to focus in on today, about where we're at, what we do, where you can find us, how you can come see us. The bigger our company grows, the more people we need to help get all of these different jobs done. So we had all kind of sat down and we were thinking about hiring outside the company. But when I was sitting talking to Gary and Lydia and Heather, who are my business partners, obviously my wife and my mother-in-law and father-in-law, the first person we came up with was, you know, well, listen, instead of hiring from the outside, why don't we promote from within? And we look at it as a great addition to the marketing department because it's basically me and Heather who do the marketing. So we're kind of being candle burns at both ends or whatever. So we're looking for Brad to do a lot of great things with us, just like you did in our sales department. So Brad, why don't you talk to folks a little bit about things that you're going to be doing, how they can see you, where they can catch you at, you know, the different events we're going to be going to, those type of things.
Well, we do have a list of our home shows and upcoming events on dryzone.com. It's listed out quite well.
How do you navigate to get
okay,
to
yeah.
it?
You go to the website front page. I believe it's on the middle on the left-hand side. Should be about halfway down the page. Mm-hmm. And you click on that and it brings up a nice list.
It
of
says
all
about us. You got to go to the About Us page.
Okay. It's things are always constantly changing, so you never know. But we go to the About Us page, and then it should say a list of home shows down there. I believe the most recent or closest upcoming
that's right.
Event.
You know, Brad, you're right. There actually is. You can actually go on the front page. It does say home shows okay. Right near the bottom. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It'll actually be right there. If you click on that link, it should bring up a whole big list of them. We're at something, I believe, over 40 shows this year. So we're about halfway through the year.
We're about 70 now.
We're about 70 now. See, we're always adding, which is always nice. And like I said, I'm new to the department, so I hopefully intend to add some more to those. We're always looking for for people looking to do any kind of home improvement or anything to come out, take a look. You never know what's going to be there. Sometimes there's craft vendors. Sometimes there's other home improvement contractors, things like that. It's always a lot of fun. Some indoor, some outdoor.
Let's talk a little bit about home shows because obviously, you know, we're everywhere. It's funny because like homeowners come up to us and they're like, wait a minute, you know, I was at this festival this morning and I saw you guys there and now I'm going to this festival and you guys are still here. You know, it's like, do you people really have everyone everywhere? So we try really hard to be every place that we can. So number one, if you have an event, the listeners who have an event, because we don't know where everything is. So if you do have an event, why don't you give us an email? Or I'm going to give out some numbers here in a second. So if you do have an event, let us know. And we'll, like I said, provide you with those numbers because I've always believed that an educated homeowner makes an educated decision. Brad, why don't you go ahead and give out our numbers real quick?
Sure. It's 1-855-DRYZONE. That's DRYZONE. You can also reach us locally at 302-684-5034. And then contact Bill anytime by email. It's just bill@dryzone.com.
Yeah. Or you can just simply go on the website to email us too, which is dryzone.com
right.
Also.
The website's very nice. I definitely recommend you check it out. There's a lot of different information on there. It shows, you know, different pictures of jobs. There's a blog section. It's a lot of neat stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of these things, you know, Brad's going to be taking over for. You're going to see a lot of like on there. I do a blog every week. We have three websites, just so you folks know. We have our dryzone.com, and that's kind of our waterproofing page, and it's our main page. but we also have our DelmarvaFoundationRepair.com website, which really talks about, it's very specific towards foundations, whether it's commercial, residential, the different piers that we use, the different, you know, anchors we use, the different tiebacks we use, all of those things. We also have our basement finishing website, which is, you know, total, it's actually basementfinishing-md-de.com. Which is kind of a mouthful, but for Google's sake, it actually helps us the way they built that. So when you're looking to either finish your basement, you definitely want to go to dryzone.com, and there's links to it on the bottom of the page that you can actually go to the foundation site or the basement finishing site. So definitely check it out. I want to let you folks kind of really know really what Brad's responsibilities are going to be, because he's obviously going to be here more at the shows more. Jason, he's getting real busy, and that's why, you know, he hasn't joined us in a while, because, you know, he sits down and he talks with real estate agents throughout Delmarva, and we talk about all the crawl spaces we have on Delmarva and all the basements we have on Delmarva and the broken foundations we have and all that. Well, he's really done a great job as far as really marketing our company to real estate agents and even engineers also. So he's just getting to be a busy, busy bee. So the less time, the more time he's spending in that, the less time he has for these type of things. So Brad, you will, you know, we're going to almost have Brad more on a regular basis. So Brad, what other kind of stuff? We're kind of telling Brad as we go along really what his responsibilities are, but I mean, what exciting things are you trying to come up with and trying to do and trying to get out to meet people and everything else?
Well, I'm definitely trying to get out there in the public a little more. Obviously, we're trying to generate an awareness for what we do. We're trying to generate business. I mean, let's be honest, you know, we're trying to generate business for the company. But I think the really the main thing is the awareness. Is, you know, not a lot of people, even from my sales experience, my aspect there, a lot of people, they won't think that necessarily their house needs anything done until the worst possible time. You know, you could get out there and, you know, their basement's flooded. However, you know, it doesn't flood until it floods. You know, I'm sure we've heard that a couple of times before on this show. You know, your basement could be dry forever until the day that it floods, and then basically it's wet for the rest of the time they have the house. So we're trying to get awareness, you know, let people know what we do. Always looking for some FaceTime at the home shows. That's really going to be a big aspect of what I like to do. I'm a very personable kind of guy. I like to get out there. I like to shake hands. I like to, you know, definitely get some FaceTime is like what I like to call it. But, you know, get out there and just talk to people, get some literature out.
Well, I know you're working on getting a hold of some wine stores and all that, and actually doing some, you know, some wine tastings. We're going to sponsor some aisles and all that good stuff so we can, you know, meet, you know, really everybody. But those are that's the cool part about marketing. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I told you that's the cool part of our business, that we actually get to go out and we get to, I guess this is a political year. So, you know, we get to go out there and press the flesh and, mm-hmm. you know, really get to know our homeowners, because it was funny. Not that long ago was the Delmarva Chicken Festival. Well, I was talking with Heather, my wife. She was running it on Friday, and she came home, and she was just like, you know, honey, I've got to tell you this. She was like, this nice man, and she didn't give me the name, so sir, when you're listening, I apologize. But he came up, and he said that he was a regular of our show, and that he listened to it all the time, and he was telling her about the different shows that we had. And, you know, it's kind of neat, because a lot of times when we're sitting here talking on the microphone, you know, you don't really get to see the people behind this thing. So, you know, I do want to appreciate all of our listeners who are actually listening to us, because if we weren't getting any ratings, then nobody would be listening to us, and then they wouldn't exactly have us here anymore, you know. So I definitely appreciate the fact that everybody's, you know, really listening to us, and the letters that we get in. I get some great letters, you know, Brad. I mean, those are things that you're going to help me start answering. It's neat when you start getting these dissertations of, you know, like, listen, I've had these people in my house, and they wanted to put French drains in. And they were talking about injecting this stuff on the side of our house, you know, and the process is actually called bentonite. Or not the process, but the product right. is actually called bentonite. And it's like a clay slurry that there's a certain waterproofer in northern Delaware. They're very big into doing interior French drains, which we are too. But then they have to inject this bentonite at the foundation. So what that stuff does is water doesn't seep through clay very well. So they figure if they put this whole slurry right beside the foundation, water doesn't migrate through it. So the only problem is unless somebody has x-ray glasses that I don't know about, you can't guarantee 100% coverage. So they were talking to me about, well, Billy, what happens when the bentonite swells? And I was shocked because most people don't get those type of questions. Normally it's just like, oh, okay, well, they said it's going to work and it's this and this. Tell me about it. But this guy, I mean, he really did his research. He was like, Billy, what happens when bentonite swells against your foundation? And I'm like, well, you know, you can have cracks, because what you're doing is your house is meant to hold a compressive load, right? The weight of the home on the structure.
Right, straight up and down, exactly.
Straight up and down, not the weight of the soil. When we talk about these things, we really got him understanding that, hey, listen, this just isn't an appropriate solution. So it's just really neat getting them, Brad. So I know you're going to be getting a you're going to be getting into a lot of the new stuff.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You know, it's like you said, a lot of letters we get, even, you know, even people that don't listen to the show, that will just basically send us emails on the website and say, look, this is the problem I've had. It's been going on X amount of time. And then let's say, you know, I've had ABC waterproofing or whatever come out and they suggested this, or, you know, I didn't really agree with them, but this is what they said. What solutions do you have for that? Counter that solution. We see a lot of cookie cutter stuff. I mean, like I said, it'd be nice for me to be in this new position because I've had the sales experience. I've been out in the field. I've seen firsthand what people experience, and I've seen a lot of different things. Like, I don't know if a lot of people understand or not, but it's not usually one problem or another. A lot of times it's a combination of things. It's, you know, it's a lot of different aspects, which is why we do the inspections. We don't just say, okay, well, this is your problem over the phone, because that just doesn't work. So it'd be kind of nice to get, you know, to get a lot more involvement with the customers, with the homeowners, get out there and really just you know, solve more problems. That's what I've always prided myself in doing. I'm a problem solver.
Brad, you told me when we first started, your whole goal was to have gotten your degree in teaching, you know?
Right.
It's kind of neat that really at the end of the day, that's all we're doing is educating our homeowners.
Right.
A few minutes, we're going to have to take a break. So in a second here, Brad, I'm going to have you go ahead and give our numbers out. I want you folks to really start getting a hold of Brad. I want you to start, you know, if you have something that needs to be done, if you have something that you want to get done, if you have, even if you're another business and you want to talk about maybe some cooperative advertising, whether you're in Cambridge or Salisbury or Dorchester or wherever, give us a call. You know, Brad's there to take care of us. So, you know, definitely, like I said, go ahead and give us a call. So Brad, why don't you go ahead and give us our numbers again before we take a break?
The main number that we like to use is 1-855-DRYZONE. That's DRYZONE. You can also contact us locally at 302-684-5034.
Well, like I said, in just a minute or so, we got to take a break, but I wanted to get that out because that's my biggest thing, Brad, is I always forget to do... Well, you do the shows with me.
Yeah, everyone's
I always forget to give out the number, so... And that's, you know, I keep getting the phone calls. Please give your numbers more because we're not writing it down in time. So, Brad, when we get back, I want to kind of get into real normal stuff. I want to talk about some foundation issues we have because there was a house that we did in Newcastle. And just how bad walls can get. These folks literally almost had their house cave in on them. Troy's giving me the sign. Folks, it's time for a break, so we're going to go ahead and be back. Okay?
It's dark and dank, filled with mold and mildew, and there are creatures crawling, creeping.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard. Your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months.
855-DryZone or online at DryZone.com.
Who listens to radio? Go where you go, medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people, that's all.
Hi, welcome back, folks. My name is Brad Wozlevec. I'm here with Bill Anderson, of course, on Under Your Home with DryZone. We're talking today about my new job in marketing and also basically just trying to get the word out there to different homeowners, different areas, trying, you know, get a little awareness. We're trying to teach, basically. Bill had mentioned before the break that I actually was at some point seeking my degree in teaching. It's kind of interesting. I actually I went to Dell Tech, got my degree there, and then was on my way to Wilmington University and found this job and basically just loved it. And to be completely and truthfully upfront, I said, well, you know, I can have a great job, a great career, and not have any student loan payments. So that's kind of where I was at. I love it. I've never looked back, never, you know, thought twice about my decision. So definitely very happy with that. But today, basically, you know, we're talking about, well, you'd mentioned before the break, we had a house up north. For those of you that don't know, our territory is actually quite vast. It goes from the Wilmington, Delaware line, the state line, essentially up north, all the way down to the tip of Virginia, essentially, and then Chesapeake Bay to Delaware Bay. So the entire Delmarva Peninsula. Obviously, you know, we're here on in Cambridge, excuse me. So you might not get us if you're up north. However, we do a lot of business down here.
Well, you know, the nice part, though, they actually can get us up north.
Oh, really?
They know about, well, it's on our website, right? So
that's a good point.
You know, we actually tape all of these shows. And for those of you folks who don't know this, because I don't think we say it much, whenever we do these shows, they're taped for us, and I take them over to the folks who do our website, and they will
transcribe.
They actually put the actual radio show on, but they also transcribe it too. Like, I was talking with my dad, and he was like, "Oh, Billy, it's a great radio show," but my dad reads a lot. So I told him, I said, "Well, Dad, look," I showed him the new page, and he was like, "Oh, wow, I didn't realize that was on here." So he actually just started reading our shows. Because, like, even like Gary, my father-in-law, like, high-pitched noises he can't hear. It's funny. We were sitting in the office one day, and Heather and Lydia, they went out to Omaha, Nebraska to Foundation Support Works, and they had gotten some, it was like an accounting training that they had done, and they had brought back these calculators, and when you're pushing the buttons, it goes like, beep, 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 like, real high-pitched. And she stuck it up to Gary's ear, and he was like, I don't hear that. I don't know what you're doing. So, yeah, it was pretty funny. So, like I said, for anybody who's hearing impaired, you can still read it. So,
yeah.
Of course, if you're hearing impaired, you might not be
probably
listening
to the radio
show,
in the first place, but... It's really neat because there's quite a bit of things on our website that are, I like to say, that, you know, they're innovative. They're not something you see on every traditional waterproofers website. We have a strong backing. For those of you that don't know, we're actually nationally backed, part of the Basement Systems Network. So that's nice because, you know, not a lot of companies have that sort of backing. But they do a lot of support for us. You know, they handle our website and things like that. And it's just a vast wealth of information and knowledge and just support in general. So I'm really happy to be transitioning or like Bill said, promoting to the new position here because it's going to give me a new opportunity to learn something new, which is always fun. And then I'm just going to basically be out there, like you said, pressing the flesh. It's an election year, so we'll be out there shaking hands, smiling, you know, just
kissing
handing out literature.
And stealing lollipops.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I don't know if too many people want me kissing their babies, but we'll see. I might scare them a little bit. But no, it's something that there's probably a reason why I'm on radio. That's why I bring that up. But anyway, we're just trying to get the word out. And I mean, I haven't really started getting too in depth into it yet. I'm sure in the upcoming weeks that I'll have new things to talk about and things like that. So it'll be nice. It's definitely something that's brand new to me, and I'm looking forward to it.
So let's talk about foundations, bud.
Okay.
And one thing Brad actually is helping me with is he's still in the field a little bit doing some inspections. He's helping me get some foundation inspections done. It seems like this year it's been just a huge year for foundations.
I think a lot of that has to do with just people just becoming aware of it.
Well, no, maybe so. But, I mean, the foundations I've looked at lately have gotten a lot worse.
Yeah.
You know, they're a lot worse than what they were a year or two ago. So I went to this house, and real nice people, they called us up. They're like, "Oh, I need you guys out here as soon as you can." Well, Rob called me up, and normally we do anywhere between 2 to 3 inspections a day. And he was like, "Billy, I need your help. They said it was an emergency." And normally foundations, look, it's an emergency, right? So I said, all right, you know, not a big deal. So I swung by, and I almost used the four-letter word in their house.
Wow.
I mean, it was bad. I walked, this wall was about to cave in.
Wow.
So what they had was, it was a great big long horizontal crack across the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, it doesn't look that bad until you put a straight edge on it. It was like 6 or 7 inches out of square.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I was showing some of the guys in the office, I could actually take my finger and put it into the wall. So the whole wall was basically bowing inwards. And I'm like, folks, this quarter of an inch, half an inch, I think is bad. You know, you get up into the 6-inch range and it's almost failure time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if we had a couple more good hard rains, and this just happened in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
They said they had no cracks last 2 months, it got that bad. And I'm like, look, if it's going to bow that much in 2 months, I got to figure something out. So I had called the office and I talked to my production manager and he started talking to his guys. And normally we don't make our guys work on Saturdays because I think most companies who do that, I don't think that, I don't want to say this because I don't want to offend anybody, but normally if you're working on Saturdays, you're still a very small company, you know, and you're out there just trying to get whatever you want. Like, we're looking at getting some new carpets for the office. And some of these carpet guys are like, "I'll be in here on Sunday night at 9 o'clock. And I'm like, "Yeah, you'll be in here on Sunday night at 9 o'clock by yourself because I ain't coming in at Sunday night." And I own the blame thing, you know? Yeah. So, you know, I think I'd rather just, we actually ended up choosing a guy who was like a professional. They had set hours. It wasn't, you know, they were booked out for a while. So it's taken a while to actually get the carpets in.
Right.
But we found, I mean, they were comparative in price. Little bit cheaper. They had a better quality, and I think that's, you know, the bigger you get, sometimes the better the quality gets. But you know, going back to the original story, these folks had it so bad. I called up Kenny. He talked to his guys. I talked to the office. We made sure we had everything we needed because at that point I'm paying everybody overtime. Number one,
yeah.
You know, so I mean that's definitely a commitment on our part because I'm not going to overcharge them just because it's out of the norm. That's not fair. I don't think companies who do that are worth their weight in salt. So we had we got out there on a Saturday morning, and the guys truly did. They got it done.
Probably saved the house.
I really think we did, Brad. Yeah. I mean, it was, when you talk about it being that bad of a horizontal crack, vertical cracks are bad. Yeah, horizontal cracks at times can be even worse, because I've had people call me up. We went out and looked at it. It wasn't even this bad, like half as bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we signed a contract. They'd call me up the next night, or it was a day after, whatever it was. And they were just like, well, we got to cancel our contract. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know, do you mind if I ask why? And they're like, yeah, the wall fell in last night.
Yep.
And I've got so many pictures on my phone, on my server, of where stuff like that have happened. Like, we've shown up to appointments and the thing collapsed the night before. So we never even got a chance to talk to him about any solutions, you know? And we're always like, well, how long has it been like this? Well, it's been like that for a while. But last night it gave way.
It's one of those things where you can bend a branch a long time, and it's a split second for it to snap. I mean, that's really all it is. It could sit there over time and slowly get bigger, but then it's a very sudden movement that just snaps. You know what I mean? And that's what I look at when I see the walls. And you got to figure, the block is 8 inches wide, so you got a nice solid base stacked on top of each other. As soon as they start to bow in a little bit, you have a very, very small area where it's actually still touching, and there's not a lot of surface tension, there's not a lot of things holding that wall up, and the weight of the house is just coming straight down with nothing supporting it anymore. So it's a very tricky thing, you know. We definitely take foundations incredibly serious, and I think a lot of people in the area or anywhere really will be looking at their wall and they're like, you know, that crack's been there a very long time, I'm not concerned with it. And it's something you really should be, you know, keeping an eye on, because like you say, you stick your whole finger in a wall, that's not normal. That's not something you should be able to do. And I've been on a few foundation appointments over the course of me doing the sales job that I had. And you go in there and, you know, people tell you, oh, hey, it was normal for a while, and then all of a sudden the last 6 months it's gotten a lot worse. And that's what you got to worry for. I mean, when it starts getting really quick, really fast, that becomes a huge problem. So
yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, it's gravity at that point.
Exactly,
I mean,
when
gravity takes over, it just starts steamrolling. I mean, when you start to run down a hill, you may be skipping along in the beginning, but when you start running, gravity takes over and it starts pulling you down, and mm-hmm. it doesn't take that long for you to fall down if you're running too hard down a hill, you
right.
know? So you do want to always make sure that you take care of a lot of those things when they're not so bad. There's a lot of homeowners that will go in and, look, let's face it, wall anchors are one of the least expensive foundation jobs that we do,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because, like, this home, this last Saturday, it was only a couple grand. You know, yeah. It wasn't a huge amount of money. And we're saving a wall.
To save the house, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, we're not even saving a wall. We're saving the rest of the house, too. Because
right.
if that wall collapses in, the whole house could topple into the hole.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, they were just like, look, let's, and they were both teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were both, I guess they were up near, like, because I went to Delaware State University for college, and so did our homeowner. You know, we were sitting there talking, and it was amazing that you always look at your teachers of like, they're the smartest people in the world. And this guy was just like, Billy, I don't know what to do. He's like, it just doesn't look normal to me. Is it okay? And I'm like, seriously, you can't tell it is bad? And he's like, well, I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was bad, bad. And I'm like, we put the straight edge on it. And he was like, I never thought of putting straight edge on it. He was like, you don't see the bow when
right.
you're looking at it.
That's the thing. It's like, I always like to use the analogy of, you know, you wouldn't go to a mechanic if you were having heart trouble. You know, mechanics are incredibly intelligent in what they do, and they can fix pretty much anything in your car. You figured your car's broke, that's where you go. You're having heart trouble, you go to see a doctor. You know what I mean? So teachers are incredibly intelligent from my standpoint, you know, and this guy might have been a science teacher. You know what I mean? And that's something that his area of expertise, you ask him a science question, he'll talk your ear off, I'm sure. And he will know everything there is to know about it. And for us, a lot of times I think that we don't really stop to think about it a lot of times, but we're foundation contractors. We're waterproofing contractors, crawl space, whatever job we're on at that particular time. To us, it's a no-brainer. It's like, you have a problem, let's fix it. We know how to do it, let's get this job started. But, you know, a lot of people are thinking, well, how do you fix it? I have no idea, because they didn't know. And, you know, before I started this job, I always thought crawl spaces were supposed to be dirty and nasty. I had no idea there was a way to fix it. And now it's like, I would never want to have a house that wasn't encapsulated and dried out. There's so many things I've seen that's just so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You now know there's a way to fix them, and that's kind of why we do these shows, and that's why I'm like really, really excited to get into this new marketing job, because I'll be traveling a lot, talking to a lot of different people, and it's always a lot more fun to get out there. You know, you're not seeing one person at a time necessarily. I might go into an office and have like a little seminar with that office and say, hey, by the way, this is what we offer. So it's nice. You know, it's really just educating people, and that's kind of what I love to do. So
Brad likes to do that because they're called lunch and learns, and he knows he gets fed
I know
for
I get
free.
Fed, yeah.
yeah.
Just a little side note, too. I'm starting to go to the gym because I've literally gained so much weight since I started here. It's ridiculous. So a lot of being on the road, a lot of fast food. I definitely – I watched that movie Super Size Me from a few years back, and it definitely brought some ideas to my head that maybe I should start going to the gym. So,
you can't fit in crawl spaces anymore. That's why we promoted you.
It's not quite there, but it's getting there. You know, it's to the point where I go under a girder and I got to really suck it in sometimes. So,
like I said, folks, I mean, kind of going back to the foundation issues, don't wait till it gets bad. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
If I can leave you with anything, hairline cracks in your foundations, whether it's vertical, whether it's horizontal, whether it's, you know, a stair step crack. One of the big signs that I can tell you to look for when you do see a crack, does the crack go along a mortar joint and then straight through the middle of a concrete block?
Yeah, I've seen that quite a few times.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, the mortar joint, yeah, maybe you had some settling or whatever. If it went right through a concrete block, that's a huge amount of pressure to crack those things.
Absolutely.
If you can imagine the pressure it would take, the amount of force it takes, the amount of descending energy on that block to crack it is ridiculous. I mean, it's just a huge amount of pressure, and it just cracks it right in half time.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to definitely look at that. I go on so many inspections and I talk with homeowners and they're just like, well, I got this one little crack in the corner. And I normally look 90 degrees or 180 degrees away from that crack because the corner's cracking off. It's just not going to be one of the walls. It's going to be both walls, you know. Or if it's the back of the home, the whole back of the home could be cracking off. So you're looking at, you know, 180 degrees away from the other crack. So we'll walk around and it's like, well, here's a crack, there's a crack, everywhere a crack, you know, old McDonald and all that good stuff. And they're like, I never saw these cracks. And as soon as I leave, they call me up and they're like, oh, I found 5 more cracks. And I'm like, yeah. I look at everything in my house when we talk about, or your house, when we're doing these inspections. Like, if you look at the quarter round, and quarter round is basically shoe molding, which means that where your wall and your floor come together, you have your baseboard, and a lot of times people will put like this half moon looking wood there.
Right, like a little wedge looking thing.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of times we'll see that separating from the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that was hopefully that was level when they put it there. You know, we'll start to look at doors that rack out a square.
Yeah,
you know?
I like to look at the when people are talking about their doors don't really stick a lot. It may be the season. It's not sticking so much during that season. But if you open the door and you look at the top like corner area, you can see a lot of paint scraped off where it's just slid and scraped over the years. And a lot of times it's, you know, people are like, oh, it sticks a little bit. And then one day they can't open the door anymore. You know, so it's, you always got to watch out for things like
that. We get accustomed to stuff. My daughter, she just turned 13 years old. She's almost as tall as I am. I don't understand how that happened. You know, 10 minutes ago, she was like 5 years old and she was sitting on my lap and stuff, you know. And now it's like, yeah, daddy, I'm going to go text my friends. And I'm like, you know, when did you become a young lady? It just, it happened, you know.
Blink of an eye, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
you didn't even realize it.
It was, 8 years ago, but it did happen in a blink of an eye. So with our home, and I pay attention to my daughter, you know. So with our home, our foundation wall is something that we just look at every once in a while. It can happen over time, but it just seems like it's in a blink of an eye. It's like, oh, I don't think it was that bad. All of a sudden, oh, good night. What happened?
Yeah, and that's basically, you know, it's a tough thing to have happen. I mean, you can imagine fixing a wall. Like we said, wall anchors are the least expensive foundation fix, and it's so appropriate that there's really not a lot of sense doing it anywhere else. You know, it's just the way that works the best. And, you know, if you don't do that, what's the chances that your wall could fall in and then it costs so much more? You know, it's do preventative maintenance. You know, you do preventative maintenance in your car, right?
Yeah.
Why not do it in your house? Your house is your biggest investment you'll probably ever make in your life. So fix the problems before they get so bad that you got to start over. That's bad.
You know, I still think it's funny when you said that house is the biggest investment we ever make in our life, which normally is true.
Normally is true, yeah.
Unless you're buying motorhomes, which I found out cost way more than houses do. But they come with actually the worst warranties.
Mm-hmm. And that's crazy. Yeah, that is. When you really break it down, I mean, you're lucky to get a year warranty out of a home builder.
You get a better warranty off the refrigerator that they put in the home than you do off the home itself, which I just find that it's disheartening, I guess. It's really not even funny because it's like, it's sad.
I like to think about is that, you know, most people, they're not going to buy a house every couple of years or whatever. People buy cars so often. What's the lowest warranty you ever heard on a car? 5 years maybe? You know what I mean? Most of them are huge warranties now for your cars.
3 years, 30,000 miles.
Well, there you go. 3 years. So it's you know, you get a bigger, triple the warranty on most houses that you do in a car that you're probably going to get rid of them in 5-6 years anyway. It's just, it's very strange. So it's, you know, what we do is really nice. The wall anchors carry a nice, big 25-year warranty. That's huge. That's basically us saying, don't worry about your wall. We got this. And that's what's nice about it. It's just the neatest little thing that we can do. And they're really, like you said, they're not that expensive. So it's not, if your wall's got a crack in it and you're thinking, oh, God, I don't have that kind of money, just have us come out. We'll take a look. And the worst case scenario is we'll tell you, you know, this is how much it's going to be. Is this something you want to do? I mean, it's very easy to take care of. So.
All right. Well, there's also something that's easy to take care of. And that's the end of the show because we are out of time.
Wow, we're done. That flew. Wow.
Yeah, it really did. You know, I hope you folks had a good time listening to us this morning. You can always reach us at 1-855-DRYZO. Z-O-N-E. You can catch us locally at 302-684-5034. You can always get a hold of us on the website, right? So that's dryzone.com. My email address, which is bill@dryzone.com. We're not giving out Brad's. I'm just going to get Brad an easier one because his last name is like this, you know, 50-year-long
Russian. There's
more
consonants than vowels in my last name. Yeah. So it's interesting.
So folks, listen, like I said, I appreciate you spending time with us this morning, Brad. I appreciate you being here, and we'll see you folks next week.
All right.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware. Your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at DryZone.com/the duck.